Good. On killradio.org, my guest is Chase Frank. Whenever you're ready, Chase.
Frequency and phrenology coming up next.
Thank you.
killradio.org, frequency and phrenology. Dr. Groovy, welcome to Saturday afternoon. Hey, hey, hey. Frequency and Phrenology. Yeah, 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 we're here. So Chai Guy's here with me today. Are you here? Oh, try it one more time.
I am here.
Oh, you are here.
Oh, good.
There you are. So how's it going, man?
It's going great.
Okay, good.
New season.
New season.
New season, fall.
What
fall
would you
is
call
here.
The season?
Fall.
Summer, fall? Fall-limmer?
Call it Indian summer.
Indian summer, right, right. Because it was chilly last week, and now it's like gotten warm again. Now it's cloudy again. What the heck's going on around here?
Weather.
And at my clinic, it's like everyone's bodies are freaking out, you know? Because the people who have allergies to one thing, like last week, they're better this week. But the ones who were better last week, they're freaking out
right.
this week. You know what I mean?
So, right.
Mucus production all over the place, not happy, fatigue, malaise, blah, blah. Oh, that sounds kind of uncompassionate, doesn't it?
I would imagine that it would be hard to be compassionate for someone who comes in with like a stuffy nose.
Yeah.
And they're like, make me better. And you're like, yeah, it's allergies. Or yeah, you're just sick. It's called the cold.
Exactly.
There's no cure for it. Get over it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? When I worked at the student health center, it was ludicrous how people would come in like they would tell me, I had a runny nose that started 2 hours ago, you know, and I need it cured because I have an exam on Friday or something like that. And I'm just like, do you understand the concept of kind of what this is, a virus? Nothing we can do about it?
Meanwhile, there's someone at home with a 6-pound tumor growing out the side of their
exactly.
stomach going, I don't need to go to the doctor. I'm fine.
Exactly. Actually, a woman we admitted to the hospital this past Friday.
Really?
Literally, she looked like she was 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
Because her liver was taking up her whole abdomen. It wasn't a mass, it was her liver, but it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Wow.
And unfortunately, it's because of alcohol drinking.
I thought that's what it might
be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but the curious thing about it is, it's not like she was drinking like a lot forever and ever. It's just, I think her body couldn't deal with it. You know what I mean? She would get up to like a pint a day or something, but it was just for like, you know, a 3-year period when she was kind of depressed.
Right.
And that was enough.
Mm.
So it's like, you don't have to just do that for like 10, 15 years or 20 years or whatever. It's like, it can be like 3 to 5 years of just heavy drinking.
Wow.
Although, just thinking about drinking one pint once of like tequila or vodka. Jeez.
I know.
I'd be on the floor in my own vomit. So.
I know. My family used to own a corner store that sold alcohol.
Oh, yeah?
And I was just amazed at the people who, the alcoholics who would come in and buy like a pint every single day.
Yeah.
You know, and
exactly.
And they would drink it every day. Like, you know, a lot of them was straight. And it's like, oh, man.
Well, of course, that's why they started fortifying liquor.
Right.
With vitamins. Because that's all some people would.
Oh, is that what fortified means? I thought it meant fortified like with more alcohol.
Yeah, well, some things when you say fortified, but they actually started putting like vitamins in some kind of liquors because
hilarious.
That was the only intake some people would have. And so they were like throwing in like some B vitamins and things that would at least try to like minimize the amount of brain damage people would get from alcohol. I don't know if that really if they have that anywhere anymore, but yeah, they were trying to do that kind of thing. And then, of course, the other funny thing about alcohol and alcohol overuse is, of course, when you try to get off drinking alcohol and you've been drinking for so long. Used to, it was a treatment in the hospital to do an IV drip of alcohol to treat somebody who was to wean you off of the alcohol so you wouldn't go into DTs and seizures and die and stuff like that. Because if you've been drinking enough alcohol, you know, and you go into DTs, you know, delirium tremens, of course.
Yeah.
You could die. So they used to actually do an IV of alcohol. And I hear that residents in hospitals used to take some of the IV alcohol as well.
I bet.
Why not, right? They were the house staff, which used to mean they lived in the hospital. And it used to be because there was an intercom system. We didn't have pagers and cell phones and all that kind of stuff. And the residents would all sit in a room that had like the intercom that was connected via like a tube shaft up to the floors where the nurses were. And the nurse would get on the little like, you know, tube like microphone thing and be like, you know, resident Jones, please report to floor 6A. And the guy sitting down there in the room would have to run up there. But they had to stay in that room to be able to hear it. So they were called the house staff. they had to stay there. Isn't that, can you imagine?
No, that's pretty fascinating.
And then we got the pagers that were like the size of bricks, mm-hmm. and then they got smaller and smaller. So I've got a Pixie song up for you next.
Oh, thank you.
Because you said you wanted Frank Black, and I don't have that. So we're going to listen to that.
One, two, three. She's a real left winger, because she been down south and held peasants in her arms. She said, I could tell you stories that could make you cry. What about you? I said, me too. I could tell you a story that will make you cry. And she said, ah. I said, I want to be a singer like Lou Reed. I like Lou Reed. She said, sticking her tongue in my ear. Let's go. Let's sit. Let's talk. Politics go so good with beer. And while we're at it, baby, why don't you tell me one of your biggest fears? I said, losing my penis to a whore with disease. Just kidding, I said, losing my life to a whore with disease. She said, excuse me, please. I said, losing my life to a whore with disease. I said, please. I'm a humble guy with healthy desire. Don't give me no shit because I've been tired. 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 I've been tired.
We'll be right back.
Hey, wow. That was kind of loud. So you're listening to Frequency and Phrenology on killradio.org. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Groovy here with you. 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays when I am available and in town. The number here is 213-252-0998. If you would like to call and be a part of our conversation with Chai Guy and myself. Is that proper grammar? I think I might have said that incorrectly.
I always get confused.
So, just don't knock me for my grammar. 213-252-0998. You can also go visit me at my MySpace page, /Dr. Groovy, all spelled out, all one word, or Frequency N Phrenology, with an N, letter N in the middle. So, there you go. I don't know about our AOL Instant Messenger here, so, you know, sorry. I used to do that, but I don't know if I can do it anymore. So check this out. I was just telling Chai about this. This sounds a little scary. I don't know if you heard about this, but it seems that a mutated version of adenovirus, which is a very common cold virus, seems to have caused 10 deaths in the last 18 months, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Oh, thank you, LAC Flag. I just got an IM from LAC Flag telling me, here it is. So I guess I do have AOL Instant Messenger and someone's listening. So it is killradio.org. So killradio.org, all one word. And you're set if you want to IM me. So anyway, back to the business here. So it seems that, yes, this common cold virus has mutated, kind of like the way flu viruses mutate and like the way HIV mutates. And this adenovirus has mutated and is leading to respiratory infections that are actually, unfortunately, killing people. Let's see, the virus, which is spreading in the U.S., is causing severe pneumonia and death even in healthy adults. Now, keep in mind, I just said caused 10 deaths in the last 18 months, okay? Chai, how many people are in the United States? Do you know? What's the population?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Like, so that's 10 out of a lot.
There's like 6 million people in L.A.
Okay, 6 million people in L.A. So that's like, so in the last 18 months, that's like 10 in L.A. I mean, 10 anywhere. So that's not a lot, okay? So I don't want anyone to get all like, you know, worried and scared, and if you get a cold, you're going to die. It's not like that, but it is something to think about. It's something to be aware of. And of course, Chai, what's the best way to avoid a cold?
Wash your hands.
Thank you. Beautiful.
I just guessed.
You are so good. You are so right on the money. So just wash your hands. You know, just be clean. Just, I mean, you know, as clean as you can. Not crazy clean, you know. Don't wash with Windex. You don't have to wash with Clorox, nothing like that. Just regular soap. Not only that, just don't even use that antibacterial stuff, okay? Because that reduces your healthy bacteria on your skin, leaving it open to other possible things. You've got normal, natural bacteria on your skin. You want it to be there. It's good. So don't go for that antibacterial stuff. It's not worth it. So let's see. What's going on? So this is known as adenovirus type 14 or AD14, and adenovirus expert Gregory C. Gray, director of the Center for Emerging Infectious Diseases at the University of Iowa, maintains that particularly virulent strains of adenovirus pop up from time to time. But I think this AD14 strain is a matter of concern because something makes this one unique. So they're looking at what's, you know, the problem here, and there is no drug specifically designed for adenovirus infections, of course, because it's a virus. You can only do symptomatic relief for viruses, well, most viruses, and we don't know what caused it to mutate. So anyways, you know, point being, it's just something to think about, something to be aware of. Wash your hands, be careful, and that's really all I'm going to say about that right now. Chai, any words on that? Are you concerned?
I'm not concerned at all. I'm actually concerned that more people aren't dying. I think that, you know, I think there's too many people in this world, and
that mutated virus isn't bad enough.
We've got to get rid of them somehow.
Oh, damn. We're talking genocide here, my friend.
Well, I'm not saying that, you know, human beings should go out and kill somebody, but I'm all for natural selection, reducing the population as much and as often as possible.
Natural selection. Darwin. Yeah. All right. Think about that. Listen to this. Crooked Breach. Kill Radio. come on over. Come on over to my side of the street. Oh, Mars Volta. I know I overplay it. I'm sorry for all of you three people who listen to me. Hey, should we take a look at how many people are listening?
Let's do that.
Let's take a quick look. La, 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 la. Oh my God, we're up to 12.
Wow.
It's a banner day on Kill Radio. Thank you. Thank you and you and you and you. One of my students said she listened to it, and I was like talking like I was talking to somebody, like I was saying, thank you. You know, you really are special. You're great. And it's true. I think all of you 12 listeners are awesome for listening to me. And you are more awesome because you are listening to me. I don't know if you knew that, but it works out that way.
Did you ever, right, Chai? Yeah, oh, absolutely. Did you ever watch that show Romper Room when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember they do that part in Romper Room where she'd hold up the looking glass and say, and I see you, Tommy, and I see you, Sarah? And that used to trip me out because I thought they were really looking at you through the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes they just accidentally say my name. You know, just like
right.
Like my mom was too lame to ever actually send my name in, but you know, someone else's mom whose kid's name was Chai would send it in, and then they'd say my name, and I would be like, "Oh my God, that they just said my name."
And they said that on Romper Room. I heard it that time when they said Chai.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You, Chai, this one's for you. I was really surprised by that one because I didn't know what Chai was at the time.
Yeah, I bet
when
you
I was
were.
4 years old, but I looked it up.
Yeah.
On the pre-Google.
Right, the pre-Google internet.
My pre-Google internet called Encyclopedia Britannica. Which is funny, because I remember when I was a kid, whenever I didn't know something, I'd go to the Encyclopedia Britannica. Yeah. We had all of them, you know, A through Z and the index and all. And they had such cool pictures. And they like, you could be reading about earthquakes, and then you'd like go to the next thing. It'd be some like a Greek god or something. And those things were fun.
And you wouldn't get, and it was great because you wouldn't get sidetracked with porn. Because you would just be like...
Chai. I don't get sidetracked with porn as much as you seem to. Now, I do get the emails for the dick enlargement,
yes.
But sidetracked with porn doesn't really happen so often to me, I must admit.
Okay.
Especially internet porn. That stuff is gross. I mean, maybe I'm a lightweight, but of course. I do have a past, don't I? Maybe I've become a prude in my old age. Anyway, I try to avoid the internet porn these days. Yeah, because I don't want to recognize myself in one of those things. Hey, there's another Kill Radio benefit coming up. Hey!
Sunday, November 18th.
Yeehaw! That's right. Who do we have? Have you heard any of these
I can't say that I'm familiar,
illustrious
but
artists?
I'm so out of it that, you know.
Here's the thing. We have this show. We have a couple shows on killradio.org where you are listening. Here. And is good. Here comes to you 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Mondays. And is good comes to you, what is it, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Oh, sorry, 10 to 12 noon on Thursdays. And they are awesome shows. They have new music, live interviews with tons of local bands, artists. It really is incredible. I am so impressed with these people, Mark and John, who do this stuff. Anyway, they put on benefits once a month at Lost Souls Cafe downtown, 124 West 4th Street. And there's another one coming up on Sunday. And it's going to have... You want to list those off, Chai? Tell people what they're going to be able to see?
Oh, you're going to be able to see Michael Harris, Carla Hassett, Paul Avion, and the Par Avion Band.
Oh, dude.
Synthetic
Par Avion.
Oh, sorry, Par Avion Band. Synthetic Audio Discotheque featuring Christopher Anton from Information Society.
Information Society? Was that like a band from
the
80s?
Yeah, from the 80s, yeah.
Holy shit. Is that guy like famous or something?
He's famous for being in a band from the 80s. At least.
You want to mute that one down, don't you? So anyways, that's Sunday, November 18th, starting at 6 p.m., $5 donation suggested. I'm going to be there, so come on down and hang out with us and give us some money so we can keep doing this little project called Kill Radio. We also have a community calendar that's being worked on right now on our website, so you can check that out coming up on November 22nd. It should be ready to go, and I believe you will be able to enter in your own events. So if you've got something going on, you want to advertise it, you can advertise it on our website. That was some air in the background, and we're coming up on some Ryuichi Sakamoto coming up next. Before that, we had some Mars Volta, like I said, because I always play Mars Volta. And Fugazi, Ursula 1000, Pixies, Nick Drake, Frederic Chopin. So cool. Oh, should I go to my news story? My next medical news story?
Yeah, go to the next medical news story.
All right, check this out, guys. Especially guys, because this one's really for you. All right. The headline is, pill to render men temporarily infertile may be available within a decade. Which sounds like a lifetime, really, but, you know, a decade, 10 years. According to the health blog published by the Wall Street Journal, scientists are working to crack the code on what could be another sexual health miracle, a male birth control pill. Researchers who presented at the American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists meeting have tested a pill that one day could render men temporarily infertile. Temporarily, don't get scared. The key is something called a selective androgen receptor modulator, or SARM. That's a good one, huh? I'm going to take my SARM now, which are compounds that suppress a brain hormone and shut down sperm production in a reversible way. Reversible. According to Jim Dalton, vice president of research and development at this company known as GTX, researchers have found that in rats, the experimental drug known as C31 achieved a 100% infertility at a dose of just a tenth of a milligram a day, which really doesn't mean anything. It just means that's the dose they used that worked. And 83% of the rats treated with the drug regained fertility 70 days after treatment, and at 100 days, the fertility rate was back to 100%. The team also noted that a male contraceptive using SARMs could have the positive side effects of boosting muscle mass for users.
They had to find some selling point.
Exactly, because what were we talking about before? It's probably going to cause PMS. I swear, we'll probably have guys running around like, what's going on? I just don't know. I can't do it. But the study rats, didn't gain or lose muscle mass, and their prostates shrank. That could be good. Moreover, that there's something, you know, non-androgenic or non-male hormone going on there. So we would think that means female hormone. People are going to get gynecomastia. Moreover, to duplicate the study's successful results, men would have to take such a pill for 2 or 3 months to deplete their sperm. It would take about the same amount of time for them to return to full reproductive capacity after stopping the medicine. Even if all goes well, any pill is still 5 to 10 years away. Because, of course, they have to test it, and a lot of unsuspecting males who are going to sign up because they're going to get paid $600 to take this pill, not knowing what's going to happen to their bodies. And they're all going to get breast cancer. No, that's not true. That's not true. It's just an interesting kind of situation. And then, let's see. According to state-run publication in China, the China Daily, Chinese physicians have developed a new birth control surgery for men that may be an alternative to vasectomies. The method involves making a small incision along the testicle where physicians then may place a tiny tube about the size of a match into the opening, blocking the sperm. Does it stay in there? The success rate for this form of birth control is 97%, said Wu Weizhong.
So, like, no sperm comes out? Is that what they're saying?
It's saying that they put something in there to block it. The problem with that is, where does it go?
Right.
I mean, is it getting backed up and kind of, you know, fills up the area? I don't know what that means. The director, he also maintained that the 10-minute procedure was developed through more than 1,600 clinical trials all over the country. This is in China. All the trials were successful, and none of the subjects has experienced any side effects. I find that very hard to believe. 1,600 people had a tube put into their testicle, and none of them experienced any side effects. Well, maybe this was in China, where they're told they're not allowed to tell what their side effects are. I don't know, but...
Or maybe they're saying it's just statistically irrelevant.
Yeah, good. Nice one. Statistically insignificant.
Yes.
Very good. But I really seriously doubt that's the case, because I can't imagine putting a tube in a testicle isn't going to cause a problem.
Regardless, I think all of these things are doomed for failure, because I think that they'll never be adopted by men.
I agree. It's going to be hard to sell it.
Yeah. How many men get vasectomies? Some, right.
But you're right. It's definitely hard to convince a guy that he wants to get a vasectomy.
Right. Even if he's had 10 kids and doesn't want any more.
Because that's his manhood.
That's right.
All right. Let's listen to really manly music then.
Yeah.
P-Goat. Bolero's Mine.
Time.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we're talking about promoting negativity. Or not promoting negativity. Franz Ferdinand really doesn't try to promote negativity, but negativity.
They're really positive.
You gotta get closer to the mic, my friend.
I'm sorry, they're really positive at Franz Ferdinand.
They are, listen to them. They just sound like positivity, don't they?
They do.
Wouldn't you just dance around positively while listening to them? So you were telling me about this other band too, though.
Yeah, there's this other band called the Clydesdale that I just heard. I don't really go out and see music very much, but occasionally it gets thrust in front of me, and I can't avoid listening to it, and sometimes when that happens, it's good, and such is the case with the Clydesdale.
So we're going to do a little internet radio experiment here and try to play it off the internet and put it back on the internet.
Wow.
It's like circular music.
It's all
playing.
Stereo tubes.
Yeah. It's all binary, man. It's all binary. I'm going to get that shirt and have somebody come up and ask me about it and just be like, I don't know. But yes, we're going to try that next after this positive Franz Ferdinand. Hey, 213-252-0998 if you want to give us a call and be a part of our witty repartee, or AOL Instant Messenger, killradio.org, all one word, killradio.org. So there's an ooh in there, an ooh for you. Okay, Franz Ferdinand and then Clydesdale up next. Thank you. Okay, so mosey.com is what we're talking about. A way you can back up your hard drive on the net.
And the importance of backups.
Yeah,
in the digital world that we live in.
Which I have not really adhered to quite yet. So that was the Clydesdale song that was a band you heard what, at a wedding or something?
At a wedding, yeah.
Okay. They're up and coming. This might be fun.
Yeah, they're an up-and-coming Las Vegas alt country band.
Yeah. Alt country. And the girl had a nice we call that a beehive.
Yeah. She has a nice beehive. She's very, very pretty girl.
Oh.
Yeah, I've met her in real life. She's very pretty.
Aw. That's cute. She's got a good voice. She's got a little kind of thing.
Yeah.
She does. That's cute. This is Arguing the Theological Toss. That's what this piece is called. On an album called Tin of Drum.
Don't you hate arguing with people about God? Isn't it like the worst thing in the world to argue about?
I got in such a big, not fight, but argument with my sister about it, because my sister is, you know, born again, basically.
Right.
And it was like one time she said something about God, and I just said something, like, you know, I wanted to have a discussion about it. And, oh my God, I said something like, you know, I think of God as love and energy, and it's all around us, and it's in everything, and it's what keeps molecules together. And she was like, that's sacrilege. And I was just like, uh-oh. And she was like, oh my God, she got so mad at me. Have I ever told you that story before? And I had just had a knee surgery, so I couldn't run away from her. It was terrible.
Oh, no. Well, the phone's ringing now. It might be God.
Here, let me see if it's God. Hello, is this God? Oh, my God. It's God. Hello, it's God. God is on the phone. It's true. Do you want to be on the air, God? Okay. Here we go. God is now on the air. God laughs.
God laughs at your little plans.
Damn it! I keep trying so hard.
and God just laughs at the plan.
Yes.
What's going on, God? How's it going?
Penn State lost, so it's a sad day in Happy Valley.
It's a sad day? Oh, I'm sorry.
Sad day in Happy Valley.
Wow, God watches football.
Oh, yeah?
That's
if God wasn't a Penn State fan, why would the sky be blue and white?
Oh, my. That was very football-rific of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you went to school in Pennsylvania, you would understand.
Yeah, and as I didn't, I don't.
Yeah.
That's okay. So what's going on, God? Is it time for the NPR?
I think it is, yes.
The NPR, which is?
Mobile Party Report.
Yeah! Yeah! What's shaking?
Let's see. Big night for French International House DJs.
French International House DJs?
Yeah.
Like
French International DJs of French descent.
Okay. Meaning?
Meaning we have Laurent Garnier at Avalon, very famous house DJ.
Uh-huh.
And then also David Guetta at Giant of Vanguard, another Ibiza, Monaco, all those big hotspot house DJ from Paris. So
wow.
You get, when you want to get your big clubbing on, you can go hear some French house.
Get your big clubbing on. That sounds like a seal clubbing.
Yes, yeah, a baby seal clubbing.
A French seal clubbing.
for those in a more trancy frame of mind, you can go to Red at Circus Disco and see Mark Norman.
Okay.
I have no idea who that is, but some progressive trance guy. On a more underground tip, Plump going on tonight.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right near my house.
Yes,
Glendale
Boulevard.
Right?
I'm sorry?
Plump Alma.
Brought to you by Alma.
Oh, there you go.
As they say, it's a juicy electro house breaks kind of night.
Sweet.
With Wolfie and Todd Spiro headlining.
Right on. Okay.
And then another underground-y type thing is Antec and Blue Tech, which is, they're saying, a progressive psychedelic and down-tempo kind of night.
Okay.
So look, something a little more artistic, the hit and run to your anniversary parties at Crash Mansion.
Okay, and where is Crash Mansion again?
That is on Grand Avenue. I believe it's the old Grand Avenue / Shark Club.
Okay.
And I believe hit and run is kind of one of the, like, Creatrix Day type music DJ.
Art things.
Festival, and they're t-shirt making kind of things. So bring a t-shirt and you can get it printed on.
Huh, okay.
And a couple interesting movie choices if you're more low-key.
Okay.
Go check out re-release of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein and High Anxiety at the Aero Theater.
And Young Frankenstein is opening as a Broadway musical now, isn't it?
I think maybe that's why they're releasing it.
Yeah,
You're correct. Although Broadway shut down, so bad timing.
Oh, right. That's right. I think, actually, it might be one of the two shows that are still going on, though.
Oh, well, there you go.
There are, like, two shows on Broadway that are still playing, and I think it might be one of them.
And
so if you're in New York, you can go do that.
Yeah, so if you're in New York, you check that out.
Right.
And let's see, Tiger Army's at the Wilton Theater for your rock fans.
Yeehaw.
A little emo rock.
Emo.
And, I can't forget, just a little heads up there. On Tuesday, the 30th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever, they're having a screening at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Travolta will be there.
Wow. That's intense.
30 years since Staying Alive.
And it's at the Academy of Arts. What's it called?
Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences.
So it's like raised to the level of, like, you know, the height of filmmaking.
Yes. These are the people that give you the Oscar. So
they're 30 years old.
It's 30 years old. Because it's a seminal motion picture.
No, it was.
Soundtrack.
It is, yeah. And I still dress like him.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely.
You can drop some of those BG tunes on any dance floor and get the party started.
Yeah! Woo!
And I have to, for people of our age, classic on Sunday, you can go see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the Aero Theater.
Oh, that's so cute.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I remember not being allowed to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang until I swept the basement. And I was sweeping furiously, and there was so much, like, lint and stuff, and it was flying all around because I, you know, as a kid, and I was trying to sweep really hard, and it was all flying all over the place, and I was like, come on, I gotta go watch Titty Titty Bang Bang.
And were you rewarded for your hard work?
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Okay, that's good.
It was fun.
Let's see, a few other things real quick. I'm sure it's a little sad and ghetto compared to New York's, but Ice Rink is opening up at Pershing Square downtown.
Oh, okay.
Ice skating.
Ice skating.
Brought to you by the LA Kings.
Because it's so cold outside right now.
And I don't think it's really a very impressive ice rink, but it is an ice rink, so
okay.
Get in the Christmas spirit. And then also on Sunday, we'll spin for boobs. So go out and support boobs.
Sunday?
Sunday.
This Sunday.
This Sunday at Joseph's Cafe. Mm-hmm. A little Sunday afternoon party they do every week. And I think they're doing a little fundraising series. Last week was spin for food, raising...
Wait, does that mean you have to flash your boobs to be able to get music?
No, I think it means you have to give money, and they're going to go give it to boobs.
Give it to boobs?
It's actually a fundraiser for breast cancer research.
Okay.
So they're just calling it spin.
It's kind of like save the tatas.
I think so, yeah. So, and 100% of your donations will be going to breast cancer research.
All right, that sounds good.
So there you have it. And as always, Deep at Vanguard. And again, I don't know who's playing there. I'll have to figure that one these days.
Mobile Party Report. Rock on. Man.
So there you go.
Mobile go Party on. Report with God.
Be young, drink Pepsi.
No, you can't say that.
No corporate sponsor.
No corporate. You can drink carbonated cola water that you made yourself at home.
Okay, there you
all
go.
Right? Let's right go and that. Make some carbonated cola water. Chai, do you have any parting words for God?
Thanks, God.
He said thanks.
God says you're welcome.
All right, I'm going to take you down. And so hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe God called us. Isn't that cool?
That was pretty awesome.
God called us with the Mobile Party Report.
God knows all the cool spots.
I know. Well, that's because he's God, of course.
Yeah.
But you know what? God's a he.
Well, that time.
Yeah, you're right. Because he's a shapeshifter.
Right.
Because he's God. He for now.
He for now.
Yeah. That was exciting. Lots of things going on.
Lots of stuff going on. There's too much stuff going on. That's my problem.
It's so
I never do anything because there's always too many things.
Isn't that funny? Me too. It's like it's like so overwhelming to see all the stuff, and LA is so large. You know, there's so many places you could possibly go, but you'd have to drive like 45 minutes to get to it, and then back.
I'm actually starting a whole website, and the entire premise of the website is that you're going to go there, and there'll be only one thing to do.
The website?
Well, no, but I mean, you'll go to the website, and it'll say, tonight, this is what everyone's doing. Just do this.
Like, it'll choose for you.
Yeah, it'll choose for you, basically.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to distill it all down into one thing.
Okay.
Like, this is the one thing that you should be doing.
Oh my. Here's somebody who wants to know what to do, and we're going to tell them what to do.
That or God forgot something.
I had to leave. Actually, I'm going to the Pixel Festival out in Venice.
The Pixel Festival?
Pixel. P-I-X-L. Pixel.
P-I-X-L.
Well, P-X-L.
Pixel, like the little things on your...
Yeah, I know, but he's spelling it so many different ways. I don't know what he's trying to say. P-I-X-E-L?
No, it's like Pixel. P-I-X-E-L.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, got it.
But it's Pixel. P-X-L.
Okay.
2000, which was a Fisher-Price camera from the 1980s. Yeah, they have a film festival. We're in our 17th year.
Oh, yeah, I've gone to one of those.
Yeah, they're actually, we're written up in the weekly and a couple other things.
God, there's another thing to do,
Chai. I know, one more thing to do.
Oh, my God.
This is in Venice, and if you don't get to it tonight, it's coming to Echo Park Film Center next fall.
Okay.
And also the Unurban Cafe out in West LA for all you people that think that downtown is La Brea. Anything past
touching
La Brea.
Down in all of the real kind of centers of Los Angeles, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're trying to reach out there. If you're in San Francisco, too, it's out there, too.
Oh, my God. Pixel. So,
anyway, I have to go to this thing. Not that I don't have, I didn't want to, but I got to be there at 7 for King Kukulele. He does a live interactive performance with the audience.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, I have to, it always seems I'm slated the last one. So if it was bands, I'd be the headline act, but of course, this is Pixel, so I'm just the last one.
Oh.
Yeah, out of 34 pixels, I'm number 34.
And how long is a pixel?
Oh, well, that's the thing. It used to be if you were a purist, you get one side of a 90-minute tape, which worked out to about 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Nowadays, people have overcome that and figured out how to load them into hard drives. And
make them longer.
Diggly-doo, this can go into a beta cam and all this stuff. I personally, it was a joke because nobody actually runs the cassette mechanism anymore. And people that always find these, they always go, oh my God, I can't believe you ran cassette on this. And it really looks funky there. It really does look like a kid's camera, but you'd be amazed.
All right.
A friend of mine says he wants to actually market the image and just put it as a feature on cameras now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what you have there in your hands is the only copy, well, not the only copy, but the only media that was at the 10th anniversary for the Very Be Careful last week.
Oh, okay, so Very Be Careful that has been a Kill Radio friend for a long time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And Arturo and Ricardo, they're going to be featured from 6 to 8 doing their thing along with some of the bike events that we went to last week.
Okay.
And we want to just tell everybody it's not about sustainability or consumption, as we learned last night. It's about how much you can hold your line. So,
how much you can hold your line? Like your cocaine line?
Well, or your line while you're riding your bike, you know.
Okay. So is this a DVD or a CD that I'm going to be playing?
That's a DVD, so it has to go in the DVD player. So.
Got it. All right, so that will be the Talk is Still Cheap hour coming up next, because DJ Chicken Leather is not going to be gracing the studio's presence this evening.
I'm actually en route to pick up Black Woman Sidekick right now.
Oh, good.
So everything's going to work out.
All right, well, you have an awesome night at Pixel. And
you too.
Enjoy all the stuff going on there. Thanks for calling in.
So much. It's like these last 2 days have been insane. And remind everybody that tomorrow is a big benefit.
Yeah, I did.
Radio down at
Lost Souls Cafe tomorrow at 6 p.m., 124 4th Street downtown. Here, bringing up all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be there. You'll be there.
Wicked Evil, man. Wicked Evil, if I can quote the Bostoners.
Okay. Wicked Evil.
Okay, Kill Radio. It's going to save your life. Chicken Leather out.
Okay, bye.
All right, whoa, that guy. Okay, you want to know somebody who can do everything all the time? That dude is everywhere.
That's the dude.
That dude. And you know what? He not only is he everywhere, he bikes everywhere. He, like, comes in here with his bike all the time, and he's just been to, like, 5 different events on a Saturday, and he gets DVD material of it all, and he puts it up, and he plays it on his show. He's amazing. If someone could get into all of his archives, it would be insane what's in there. It'd be absolutely insane. So, Kill Radio DJs, they rock.
They do.
Maybe not me, but
you
the rest
do.
Of them do.
You rock.
Oh, see, I was just fishing for a compliment, wasn't I? I'm such a girl. All right, well, we're going to be signing off pretty soon. We're going to be turning on this DVD. So any parting words of wisdom, Chai?
Back up your data.
Oh, shit, yes. I'm such a dolt.
Please, back up your data.
I will. I'm sorry. I will. I'll try the Mosey thing. I think that sounds like my best bet.
Yep.
$40 a year.
$40 a year. Back it all up.
Back up your data. All right. You too. Thanks for listening. Dr. Groovy here, always with you. Saturday afternoons, 4:30 to 6 p.m. on killradio.org with Frequency and Phrenology. Songs and sounds to mold your mind. Brought to you by me, Dr. G, Dr. Groovy. Got a little bit more Stone Roses, and then we'll be out. See ya.